We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Tonight, a little over, actually just under 2 hours from now, NBA Finals, Game 5 between the Raptors and the Warriors in Toronto. And that guy right there, Kevin Durant, going to be back out there on the floor. And this so begins Wojo's worst nightmare.
Could be.
As KD will resurrect this Warriors roster and bring them an NBA championship, winning the series in 7 games.
What about this? Mm-hmm. What if he just comes back and is fine and scores like 17 points, but Steph Curry has like 39?
Not going to happen. Nope.
And the Dubs come back and win the series. Then I'm completely vindicated.
Nope.
100%.
You know what's going to happen, right? Mm.
No, he's not going to score 40 every night.
KD's going to come back and go for 30 tonight, lead the Warriors, just like he did. Honestly, if he weren't playing in that series against the Clippers, they might not have won that series. They needed Durant to be special.
They also needed Klay Thompson to be healthy, and he's healthier now.
Okay, well, there's a couple of different ways you can look at this.
They say KD is like full go. They're not.
No minutes restriction. Yeah, he's ready to go. And judging by his walk-in video into the arena,
you got to have the perp walk.
He looked 100%. Yeah, he looked great.
Now,
the perp walk. What does that mean?
Well, no, that's what they've turned every pre-NBA game into.
Boy, there was some. An undertone there that I was not a fan of when you mentioned the perp walk.
Please. That's what they call it now.
Wow.
Now, listen, here's the other thing.
You might want to walk that one back. The perp walk, a couple of black players. Oh, my God. Woj.
David knows all about it.
Oh.
Oh, wait. Did I just double down and go another step too far? Yeah.
Jeez.
What has happened?
How do you still have a job?
No, you understand what I'm talking about when they all come in.
Yes,
all NBA players.
I don't know why it's called a perp walk for you when you see
the cameras are all lined up, snapping in their face, click, 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 click.
You were probably watching that video tonight, Kevin Durant had his hood up, and you're probably going, why does he have to have his hood up when he does his perp walk? Can't even see his face.
Now, tell me this. What has happened to the spread now?
So, at this point, I believe when it all opened just the other day, I believe it opened as Raptors -4, if I'm not mistaken. Since that time, it went down to Raptors -2.5, and then Raptors -1.5 as early as this morning, because I texted you early this afternoon.
Yeah.
It was still -1.5.
1.5.
Then the news about KD came out, and it went Warriors -1. They're now favored in tonight's Game 5.
So that's a 2.5-point swing.
Well, realistically, 5.5-point swing since it opened.
Okay.
Basically, 5 point.
I suppose. Well, I mean, you know, for the greatest player in the history of the NBA, I guess you would have thought a bigger point swing than that, but that's interesting. Huh.
Okay, so let me ask this. Okay,
so the Warriors are now favored at Toronto in Jurassic Park tonight with those crazy Canadians.
That's right.
Wow.
Now, the question is, of course, as we get ready for Game 5 here, what do you want to see most? What do you want to see happen here if you're a sports fan, you're a basketball fan, you're just a fan in general of sitting down to watch the biggest series, the biggest games that come down to the wire, right? Do you want to see the Raptors, okay? Team nobody expected. Do you want to see them get it done tonight? Jurassic Park would be going nuts. Drake would be celebrating, drinking Cristal in the locker room with the Raptors. Kawhi would pretty much just look like Kawhi, probably not say anything or celebrate because he's a robot. Or do you want to see Kevin Durant? Wojo's boy.
It doesn't have to be just
it
about him.
It has to be about Durant. If they come back to win it, it will be about Durant and it will be about no one else, okay? Do you want to see Durant take charge here, resurrect this team, and win the championship in 7 games?
Well, if you're giving me those two choices,
yes,
I'm taking my Raptors and Kawhi.
What do you think most people would say, though? And the phone number is 248-539-9797 and ticket text is at 97136. Because the Warriors have become that, you know, trendy dynasty team that people are loving to hate, and they want them to be done, I think, and over with. But there are still some people out there that, you know, they like Curry.
No,
they,
I know.
They like Kevin Durant.
I think most people would rather see now, most people in America would rather see the Raptors win, because they really literally will be the most harmless champion of all time. Like, how can you hate Kawhi Leonard? He's a robot. He doesn't really speak or say anything or other than his laugh.
Uh-huh.
And Toronto, who hates the city of Toronto or our little Canadian friends, a little Jurassic Park? I mean, they can't win anything in hockey or anything else, so you might as well throw them a bone in basketball, right? Let them win that. I think a majority of people would root for, want to see Toronto. Even though Kawhi Leonard is, I don't know if you're aware of this. I'll tell this story that I just told you off there that you couldn't believe.
Uh-huh.
For people who don't know, it's not just Urban, but oh, that Kawhi Leonard, he's got a quirky personality. But hey, when you get to know him, he's really okay. No. Have you heard some of the stories? And this isn't bad at all. Like when he played for the Spurs, Greg Popovich told a story, Spurs coach, Greg Popovich, that I read about this weekend, that they had a big team dinner, something at a fancy steakhouse or whatever, and the whole team is there, and Kawhi is there, and the waiter goes around and takes the orders, and he gets to Kawhi, and he said, no, I'll just have the apple. And he's like, the apple? He goes, yep, I'm set. Reaches under him, pulls up a brown paper bag full of a dozen apples, and proceeded with a knife and fork to eat all 12 apples at dinner while his teammates are plowing through steaks. What is that? What does that say? What does that mean? I don't understand.
I'm almost starting to not believe a lot of the Kawhi Leonard stories because they sound so unbelievable.
And it sounds like, I bet Popovich could tell a tall tale, too. Oh, tell a tall tale,
sure,
too.
I mean, maybe.
But that, like, is that purposely quirky, or he has a certain apple in? Oh, now people are saying, now people are saying that is a fake anecdote.
You were duped.
Oh, good thing I checked it. They're saying that they think it is one of those urban myths. I wanted to believe it. Apparently he didn't do it. Or did he? No, the story, the legend of Kawhi Leonard's short and curt sayings at practice has grown too big for its own good. It's gotten to the point that there are people who actually believe this absurd fake anecdote about the Raptors start eating red apples at a team dinner.
You know who Kawhi Leonard is?
But he's so Popovich and everything.
He's the type of guy who, like, he goes out on a date with a woman and they all have a nice meal. Maybe he did eat apples at dinner and she ate, you know, steak, whatever it is. They go back and he drops her off at her place and she goes, you want to come upstairs for coffee? And he goes, sure. They go upstairs, they get into her apartment, and she starts to make a move. And in the middle of things starting to happen, he goes, wait, I thought we were going to have coffee.
Yeah, yeah. I'll take cream and sugar. No, you know what's strange?
He's that guy.
Well, you know what's strange about the apple story is it is believable. Like a dope like me believed it.
Well, that's the thing. A guy with a laugh like that, you probably would believe anything along those lines.
Oh, I so wanted the apple story to be true.
All right, let's do this in two ways then. The phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. As far as the game and the series goes, do you want to see Toronto close it out tonight, win the NBA title, or do you want to see Kevin Durant come back and lead the Warriors back and make this damn thing interesting? But also,
or do you want the apple story to be true?
Well,
that one.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.